Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. The Trump administration makes a change that will allow chicken processing plants to start operating at faster speeds. Some are concerned about what this might mean for consumers and workers. Heather Long is with us this morning, economics reporter at The Washington Post, by Heather Long on Twitter. Heather, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Hi, Steve. Good to be here.
I set this up by letting you answer the question about this, the part of this that's concerning workers and consumers. What's the fear here?
Well, this is a hugely controversial issue about how fast chickens should be slaughtered on the line and in a processing plant. And the big concern is safety. It's the faster that you move these lines, the more likely workers are to be injured, and the more likely something is to end up in a chicken, maybe that's damaged to not be inspected or taken off of the line when the chicken is damaged. So you worry that the end consumer might end up getting some meat that isn't so great.
The number is from 140 birds a minute on the line to 175. That's a difference of 35. Is that a big number?
Yeah, it doesn't sound huge. But again, the way that this works is in the chicken industry, you have in most of these plants basically four inspectors, so four human beings whose job it is to sit there and watch these chickens be slaughtered and then visually inspect them right before they're slaughtered and right after they're slaughtered to make sure that everything looks okay. And so what you're doing is you're taking them from about looking at about 39 birds a minute to now looking at about 44 to 45 birds a minute. So again, it doesn't sound like a huge difference, but every extra bird is moving. now they're basically in a going to do an extra several, and they only have a second, maybe a second and a half, to look at these birds.
These plants would have to get a waiver from the USDA. How would they qualify for a waiver to be able to move at these faster speeds?
Yeah, so the process is pretty simple to get a waiver. At the moment, there's 25 plants out of about 200 in the country that have now obtained this waiver. And, basically you have to have a clean record for about 120 days. So if you haven't had a major safety violation for 120 days, you could pretty much get this waiver. The idea of waivers initially at the United States Department of Agriculture was to give a company or give a plant a break so that they could test new equipment or a new process. Every company is trying to get better technology and better processes in place. So the idea was, hey, we'll give you a break on a few rules for a couple of months or a year and see how things go. What really angers a lot of consumer and labor rights groups and animal rights groups is they're saying, look, now the Trump administration is going to give these waivers, even if there is no new process. There really isn't anything brand new happening here. It's just companies came to the Trump administration and said, hey, you're doing this regulatory rollback broadly in many industries. And, we've been arguing for years that we think we could process at faster speeds. So let's give this a try.
Your story talks to the National Chicken Council. They say that they have been testing this, I guess. There have been sort of a pilot program with the faster speeds. And they also talk about the international competition here. How important are those two things?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's kind of so there has been a pilot program with 20 plants. And that's been in place for several years now. It started under the Obama administration. Part of the issue is there isn't really a lot of data. Bizarrely, a number of those plants ended up not operating at the faster speeds. So I think a lot of groups, advocate groups, are like, look, you say we've got all this, supposedly got all this track record of what happens in 175 birds per minute, but when you actually ask for the data, there really isn't much data to be shared here. And it's also interesting on the international point, because at the moment, due to the tariffs that are in place that are going on with the trade fight between the United States and other countries, a number of countries have put tariffs in retaliation for President Trump's actions on U.S. meat. So the United States actually has an abundance of pork and chicken and other meats that are just sitting in warehouses, basically cold storage facilities. This is not a time when you can sort of make the argument of, the United States needs to be exporting more meat, or that, United States consumers really can't get enough meat. There's so much demand. In fact, quite the opposite is happening. We have too much meat on the market, and prices have been falling pretty steeply in the last few months. So it's just a really interesting time for the administration to be doing this.
And this comes after, if I'm correct, that the pork industry already started moving up its production rate faster. Is that correct?
Well, they're sort of going in tandem. The administration hasn't made the final rule on hog slaughtering, but they made a proposal earlier this year that really raised a lot of eyebrows, that they would do away with speed limits entirely on the hog lines. So there would, companies could run as fast as they want. And so there was concern that they might do the same thing with chicken. They didn't. They did keep a speed limit in place, partly because there was so much outcry. There were over 100,000 comments on the notion of trying to get rid of speed limits entirely in chicken facilities. So it's probably just a matter of weeks before the final hog and pork processing rule comes out, but the final rule is not out yet for hogs.
And we'll be watching closely as this moves forward to how this impacts the workers. But back to that part of it, I was just surprised to see that the typical worker in one of these plants makes about $25,000 per year. So the Labor Department, I'm guessing, is going to be watching this closely to see how this works or not.
So that's kind of the big question mark here. Is the United States Department of Agriculture has authority over these hog and chicken processing lines and how fast they can operate. But the argument from the USDA is our remit and our expertise is not worker rights. So the worker rights and what's happening to the health and safety of workers is supposed to be regulated by the Labor Department. And so that's where this is kind of an odd situation, where you have all these concerns that speeding up these lines is going to cause, particularly in this industry, more fingers to be lost, chopped off, or more problems with the upper body as people are moving their arms around really fast to process all this meat and cut all this meat up. And it's unclear how the Labor Department, are they going to put more inspectors? Are they going to monitor this? At the moment, we've heard nothing. There was no press release about these changes. As a matter of fact, they published this on September 28th in the midst of the Kavanaugh hearings. So there really doesn't seem to be a big plan in place for how there's going to be safety concerns are going to be addressed.
Heather, this all comes at a time when the chicken industry is getting some blowback from consumers. I don't know out there if you're seeing the ads, but we see them a lot here by the Humane Society about unhappy meals and the chicken McNuggets and conditions on factory farms. I'm guessing there's a potential here for, if we start seeing things go badly, more consumer blowback.
I think you're exactly right, and that's why consumer advocate groups are debating whether to file a lawsuit. I think they probably will, about these faster line speeds. Again, there's just a feeling that if there were a real demand for these chicken and pork meats that wasn't being met, I think people might step back and say, okay, Maybe we do need to run these line speeds faster to get more meat on the market. But at the moment, that is not the case. And I think people are rightly looking around and saying, why are we doing this at this particular moment in time when we already have a lot of meat on the industry, on the market shelves, and there are these concerns that have been raised. There's no doubt we've had the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, has done several audits of the meat, of the particularly chicken and pork industries, including one in 2016 and another audit in 2017. And they have said, the GAO has said, this is a nonpartisan group that audits all different parts of government and different parts of industry, and they've been very explicit that, yes, this industry has much higher illness rates, much higher safety violations, much higher problems with severe injuries. And that's been the case for a long time. The injury rates have been coming down in every industry, and that does include meat slaughtering. But there are some real safety concerns with this industry.
All right, Heather, good stuff this morning. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Bye.
Heather Long, economics correspondent at the Washington Post. We'll link out to her story there as well from washingtonpost.com. And make sure you follow Heather on Twitter at @ byheatherlong.